Off the Ball Breakfast.
Have you peaked too soon, Sarah? That's the question in the comments this morning.
No, we have not. That was a desperate second half. 7 points in the second half.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Yeah, I think we're just delighted with how we played today and executed our game plan. We've obviously had a change of management this year, and you know, the new style of football that they've brought into us is we're still trying to get to grips with it, but I think we played really well today, and look, we're still as hungry as ever to win, and I think we showed that today as well, so we keep driving it on now.
Kind of start, like, it was quite tempting initially, but then obviously your goal went in, that kind of opened the floodgates a little bit for yourselves, I guess.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think our strongest lines were probably our defence today. I thought they did Trojan work, but the forwards were excellent as well, like Daniel Leary was on fire today, she kicked some lovely scores, Schieffer as well, and Jaden, they were just excellent, and I suppose we picked our score as well and kind of just were calm in front of goals, which was excellent to see in a big day.
And I suppose, obviously, how's it feel kind of now? Obviously, you were captain last year, and obviously, Anna was doing today. I suppose the roles kind of moved around, but like, it seems that lots of leaders throughout the team, anyway, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there's leaders in every line of the field, and you know, we've all been kind of together. There's still a solid core of us there that have been playing for Kerry for the last number of years, and you know, the younger girls coming in as well, the newer girls into the panel are really freshening things up and keeping it competitive for training. So, but yeah, there's no shortage of leaders in the team, which is great to see, and a great position to be in.
Especially like the last few years, I mean, I think it's been your 9th time playing Club Art now, so certainly it's a venue you're quite used to playing at this age.
Yeah, and look, that's unbelievable as well. You know, it's always such a privilege to play in Croke Park, and to get another win here is unbelievable. So yeah, happy days.
Just talking about leaders there, obviously Louise retiring over the last while, do you feel like other players have really stepped up since that? Because obviously, like, today you can see it on the score sheet, there's a wide range of people who got on it.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of up the ante this year as well. You know, we're all just, I suppose, trying to cement our place in the team, but as you said, like, we've leaders all over the place. Like, Danielle took her scores really well, Jaden took her scores, Schieffer was creating and taking her scores, like, you know, it was just super, like, so we're not short of leaders and not short of people stepping up to take the scores when, you know, when we need them. So I think obviously we miss her loads, but thankfully people have stepped up and kind of filled that void, I suppose.
There's probably that element as well, like you talked about there, the backs, like, I mean, Kayleigh Cronin had that goal line save and then off the other end scored a point as well.
Yeah, like, she's just incredible, like, that save was unbelievable, but like, you also have either side of her there, Deirdre Carney and Eilish Lynch, who I don't think, I'd say turned over about 10 balls today between them, but like, it was just incredible. And you know, it lifts the forwards in like us when you see the work that they're doing at the back, so yeah, it was, they're brilliant.
How different is the mood around the camp girls compared to, like, last year? Obviously you were chasing the All-Ireland year after year, you've got it now. How different is the feeling in the camp, the preparation, now that you've got, I suppose, the monkey off your back and you're gone for more?
I suppose we learn from our preparation, we learn from our experience. There are certain things that work and there are certain things that don't work. And I think that's the biggest difference over the last 3 or 4 years, is that if something doesn't work, we change it. And at least I think that's kind of the feeling in the camp, is that we're not afraid to change things, you know. And that, of course, that leads into better preparation and all that kind of stuff.
You obviously had the change of management as well. How much of an impact has that had?
Obviously the last management were with us for years, and I suppose our main goal was to win All Ireland with them, and we did that last year. But since Mark and his team took over as well, you know, it's great to have new voices, and you know, the amount of buy-in that Mark and the rest of the management have brought to us as well is just incredible. Like, you know, the enthusiasm they have now for Kerry Ladies is brilliant to see, and you know, every night we come to training they're driving it on, and so, like, it's just, I think we're all happy and just can't wait for championship now, I suppose.
She's only saying that now because he's here.
So scary.
How different a team would you say you are from now to this time last year, let's say?
Look, obviously there's been a turnover of players, but I think the main thing we talked about at the start of this year, when we lost, I suppose, a good shot of our panel last year, was keeping the standards high, and everyone that's come in has kept those standards high, and I think that's just the most important thing. You know, we've kind of created such a great group there over the last few years, and the girls that have come in this year and the management that have come in this year have kind of slipped straight into their role of just, you know, we want to keep Kerry ladies at the top. And yeah, look, we've had a great start to the year, so hopefully now we can keep driving it on. I'm going to let you go.
I'm going to go into dressing room.
Mark, congratulations.
Thank you.
Coming in to an All-Ireland winning dressing room is never easy. Have the players made it easier for you? The attitude and performances they put in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, you know, you only do so much work because of the reaction of the players. They bought into everything straight away. You know, the environment was outstanding to begin with, and if the environment is right, then all I have to worry about is, you know, the facilitating of the training sessions and you know, the game plan. So I, you know, felt that there really was very minimal for work for me from my side of it. It's just to get the management team together, because what do I know about managing anything except, you know, strength and conditioning and things like that, and the medical side of things and the psychological side of things, and the selector side of things. Margaret Statry and Nora Connor were outstanding. So, you know, they know the girls. They know, they've been with the girls for the last number of years at different levels, at minor and juvenile level and club level. So, like, there is no... So all I had to do was just make sure I picked people that knew what they were doing and you know, facilitated it, and it was great. Great to finish up today.
Your great performances all over the pitch today, but how good was Danielle O'Leary?
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm shocked. I thrive off critique and criticism, and I wasn't able to give anything at half time. I said, just keep doing what you're doing, you know. But in fairness, you know, the players did that, and you know, they spoke to themselves. They spoke to themselves what they had to do. They've done that several times during the league, anyway. I just went in and asked, "Is everyone okay from a medical point of view? And is there any positional switches they want to make?" And then the girls just took care of everything from there themselves.
I suppose the the experienced players, you know what you want to get from them. But someone like Roisin Mahaly, you know, today, fantastic game at halftime. We were all talking about her. She's very inexperienced when it comes to Croke Park, and has been delighted with her performance.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we don't put any pressure on the players. You know, Roisin is just a job to do the same as one is to 15. And we didn't ask her to do any more than she's been doing for the last 8 or 9, 10 weeks. Same as Danielle, same as Jaden Lucy, same as anyone. So when you have that, you know, when you have been playing at a high standard or training and working at a high standard for the last 10 weeks, nothing changes going into Croke Park. It's the same work ethic. It's the same effort. It's still up here. So it's not that you're down here and you have to bring it up to here. You're up here anyway. So I was happy that Roisin just did what she always does.
The occasion didn't get the better.
We don't put any pressure on any players. Even in Ireland final, it's just a game of football. In senior championship, it's just a game of football. It's just how you approach it in your mind.
Early in the second half, you had a couple of big chances. Obviously, you touched on it there. One cleared off the line and one hit the post. Do you think if they had gone in, maybe you would have mounted some comeback?
Look, what we said at half time was that we were pretty much 8 points down at one point in Tralee, 7 or 8 points with less time on the clock. So it was a case of, look, we just need to get ourselves, get the scoreboard ticking over again, and we knew that we were going to need a goal, maybe two, to get back in the game. And as I said, those chances did come our way. We didn't just execute them as well as what we wanted to. And then after that, you know, once, as you said, it's cleared off the line and you're hitting the post, you sort of know then it's not going to be your day.
Was that the big difference, sir? Not really, because in fairness, you did have 4 or 5 low chances. I guess you maybe carry on more ruthless on the day.
Yeah, look, at half time, I think we had 20 attacks to carry 16. We didn't score off 15 of our attacks. So that was the difference, you know. You're playing a team to carry, you know that they're a really, really good attacking team. They're going to kick the ball, and play, especially place at Croke Park on a nice day like that. You know they're going to get chances. You just have to hope that whenever you get your own chances, you take them. Today, Kerry took pretty much every one of theirs, and we took very little of ours. look, that's not taking anything away from Kerry. They were really, really good today. They showed exactly why they're All-Ireland champions. And I suppose what we said to the girls at the end of the huddle is that Kerry were in this position this time last year. Obviously not that big of a score difference. But look what they've been done to do. So if we can take anything from it, that's what we have to take out of it. You know that there's potentially a lot more to come down the rest of the season if we just learn as many lessons as we can from today.
Yeah, you touched on it there already.
You
spoke to the girls after the game. Was it difficult to raise spirits from today?
Yeah, look, we had already had a planned week off after this final, regardless what way it went. May or may not be a bad thing. I think the girls now just need to sort of go and let off a bit of steam, but stick together as a group, most important thing. Do what they have to do in their week off, and we'll hopefully regroup. We'll obviously have a lot of time now to sit down and watch the game and go through it before we meet up again, and then it's a case of whenever we do meet up, you know, forensically go through the video and take as many lessons as we can from today.
What do you think was the biggest difference for Kerry today, given, as I say, it went a completely different way in Tralee?
I suppose in Tralee, when we got our goal chances, they all went in. Today, whenever we did get those chances, some maybe half chances, the odd one or two really worked well, worked move. We didn't take our chances, and especially in a final, you know, you have to have sort of 13 out of 15 players performing to their best level. We maybe didn't have that, but at the same time, Kerry were very, very good, and I think you said it, ruthless was the word you have to take from it. Once they got in front, once they realised that they were really on top, you know, they pushed the foot down, and fair play to them.
And then looking ahead to the championship, how do you build towards that now?
Yeah, look, obviously we'll have to regroup now after that, but look, we're not a bad team overnight. You know, we're not a bad team off the back of that one performance there. It's very much a case of now the real hard work starts. The girls have worked really, really hard from December to now, but at the same time too, we probably still have a little bit left in the tank now. And we said at the start of the year there was no point in shying away from it. The All-Ireland is our target. It has to be our target. You know, we've been in two league finals now, back-to-back, semi-final last year. And is it, like, we are using Kerry as that sort of standard and something to aim towards, that both teams have followed a very similar path through. And as I said, Kerry lost here in the final last year, went on to win the All-Ireland, and hopefully we can do the same.